This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Beef supplies remain extremely low in the United States, and beef prices at the grocery store and meat counter are sky high. One of the contributing factors to high prices for beef is the closed Mexico-United States border, which has stopped the importation of Mexican feeder cattle. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins has stated that until the sterile fly facilities in Mexico and Texas can increase production to battle New World screwworm flies, the border will remain closed. We will hear more from USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Dudley Hoskins next.
Farmers, stay on top of your local market with Basis Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every day, we bring you the latest corn and soybean cash prices from inland grain elevators and river terminals across Iowa. Get the prices you need to make the best-selling decisions, no matter where you are in the state. Basis Matters connects you to the numbers that matter most to your farm. Tune in every weekday only on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network and make informed grain marketing decisions with Basis Matters.
USDA Undersecretary Dudley Hoskins says the existing sterile fly facilities are producing flies at a high rate.
One of those key pillars under that five-prong plan was enhancing our capability and infrastructure and enhancing the sterile fly production that we currently have. We're still relying on our COPEC facility in Panama that produces about 100 million sterile flies per week. We continue to disperse those wherever and however we can when we're seeing the highest risk movement of flies in Mexico.
The sterile insect technique is effective in battling screwworm flies because female screwworms mate only once in their lifetime, and if they mate with a sterile male, females lay eggs that never hatch.
The secretary has initiated an additional dispersal facility in Tampico, Mexico, that we completed construction on last November. It helps us be more nimble in our aerial dispersal in Mexico, places hard to get to. So that's been a critical asset to us in that toolbox.
Hoskins says that a new sterile fly facility in Texas will help to increase the number of sterile flies available to better control New World screwworm.
Most recently, the secretary was in McAllen, Texas at Moore Air Base and participated in a ribbon-cutting ceremony to bring the new dispersal facility online in McAllen.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.